Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Ches. We left off on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Good morning, David Yoshua, Yishai Yitzchak, Stephen Chana Chenach, Ruben, Avi, Dr. Joe, Gershon Eitan, Svika, and Shlomo David. And Tashma, we left off with the incredible statement of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Tshuva, Shemikaras Gzardino Shel Adam. Tshuva is great in the fact that Tshuva is able to rip up a person's Gzardin. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we had two kashas where it sounded like Tshuva doesn't work after the Gzardin. And the Gemara gave various answers. And we're going to speak about that a lot more today as well. So Tashma, come in here, proof on this issue. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. Tashma. Shala bluria ha-gioris as Rav Gamliel. A certain gioris asked Rav Gamliel. Ksei b'toraschem asher lo yisa panim, that Hashem does not favor any man. He doesn't give special treatment to anyone. Uksiv yisa Hashem panav elecha. Yet it says that Hashem will lift up his face to you. He's going to show you special attention. Sounds like a contradiction. Nitfala Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen wanted to answer the Gioris' question. Let me explain this to you. Person owes his friend $100. And he set up a time in front of the king. He swore by the life of the king he's going to pay him back at that time. That time came, he didn't pay him back. Bolifies as Hamelach. He wants to ask Mechila from the king. Amalo, Elboni Machalach, I'll be mochel you my embarrassment that you swore in my name that you're going to pay him back at this time. He didn't. But that does not get you off the hook with the fact that you didn't pay back your friend. So Hachanam Misoto over here, when we say that Hashem will show you favor, and when Hashem doesn't show you favor, Kad Baber Shibatan Lamachal. If it sins between man and Hashem, so if you do tshuva, Hashem is going to forgive you. That's Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. V'cham Averish Benam L'chaveiro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show lo Yisaf on him. That's because you still have a cheshbon to pay back with your friend. If it's Benam L'chaveiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mochel until you ask your friend for forgiveness. That's one answer. And then the Gemara says, Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva V'limeit. So this answer stood until Rabbi Akiva came and gave a different answer, which is related to our Gemara. Kan kodem gzardin. When does Hashem say that he's going to be mochel and he's going to show you extra favoritism? That's if you do tshuva before the gzardin. V'kan la'achar gzardin. And but here, where he says he's not going to be show you favoritism, that's after the gzardin. So you see against Rabbi Yochanan that tshuva doesn't help after the gzardin. Answers the Gemara, same answer we gave at the end of yesterday's daf. Hachanami. Biyachid. When do we say that tshuva does not work after the Gzar Din? That's an individual's tshuva. But for the Tzibur, when Rabbi Yochanan said tshuva works after the Gzar Din, that's if the Tzibur does tshuva. If the Tzibur does tshuva, the Tzibur can be answered anytime, even after the Gzar Din. Good morning, Yehuda Yitzchak Netanel. Even after, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Noah. Even after the Gzar Din, then tshuva does work if you are a Tzibur. Says the Gemara, and even the din of Yachid, Gzardin the Yachid, whether or not Tshuva could work to erase a Gzardin that Hashem already made for a Yachid, for an individual, whether or not Tshuva works to erase that, that itself is a machlokas tanoim. Gzardin the Yachid tanoihi, and even whether or not Tshuva could wipe it away after Gzardin by a Yachid, that is a machlokas tanoim. Desanya hayrab meir omer shnayim, she'alu lamita. Two people get sick at the same time, v'chol yon shava, they have the same illness. Two people go into the court to be judged on a capital court case. Vidin on Shavah. They both did exactly the same thing. Zeyord v'zeloyord. One guy gets healthy from being sick. One guy doesn't get healthy. Zenitzel v'zelonitzel. One guy gets saved from the judgment. One guy doesn't get saved. Mipneima zeyord v'zel eno yored. Mipneima zeyord v'zeloyord. Zenitzel v'zelonitzel. Two guys could have done the exact same thing. One guy davened and did tshuva, and Hashem answered him. And one guy, Hashem didn't answer him. Why did Hashem answer one, not the other? One of them davened with kavana shlema. They had full kavana in their davening. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer gives a different answer. Kan kodem gzardin. Kan la'achar gzardin. After the gzardin, Rabbi Lezer holds nothing more you can do if you're a yachid. Rabbi Yitzhak Omer. No, what are you talking about? Even if it's after the Gzardin. So he goes back to the first answer because he says, no, tshuva works even after the Gzardin, even for a Yachid. Tshuva works even after the Gzardin, even for a Yachid. And the Gemara continues to ask, because we mentioned before that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're at Sibur, you can rip up a gzardin even after it's already given. Gzardin the tzibur mi mikra, is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan says a gzardin of a tzibur could be ripped up? Amen. Clean your heart, Jerusalem, and you'll be saved. You put all the soap that you want on your Avera, nichtam avonech lefanai. So even if you do tshuva, your sin is still in front of me. So you see, it doesn't work. My lav kan kodem gzardin, kan lacha gzardin. Says the Gemara, no, lo, idi v'idi lacha gzardin. They're both after the gzardin. V'leikashe kan begzardin sheyeshimo shvua. One is a gzardin where Hashem swears he's going to give this punishment. Once Hashem swears, then it's ball game over. Nothing more to do. Kan begzardin she'eni mashvua. And here is talking about a gzardin that does not have a shvua. Kidder Rav Shmuel bar Avi, Rav Shmuel bar Avi, Amri lo, Amri Rav Shmuel bar Nechmeni, Amri Yosef, minayin l'gzardin she'eshi mo shvua she'enu nikra. If you have a gzardin that has a shvua with it that Hashem swears, that's never going to be ripped, even with tshuva. Sh'ne'emar lochein nishbati lebeis eli, im yiskaper avon beis eli b'zevach u'mincha. Hashem says, I'm swearing to the house of Eli, that even if they bring all the karbanos in the world, the sin is not going to be atoned. So, hang on 1 second. I got to give you some more volume. Reb Mordechai, I got to give you some volume. Give me it again, Reb Mordechai, yeah?
The perm story will contradict this whole Gemara. The perm story was Negzav and Echtam B'Tavas and Melech. It couldn't be more Shavuosh that the entire Tzibah would be destroyed. And yet Shuvah not only
happened. I'm not sure that Hashem swore there. Hashem swore, yeah, it was Tavas. I'm not sure if Hashem swore. Interesting.
It's pretty close to Shavuosh, no Rabbeinu.
I hear you. Well, it's a good question. Now, just a few words about Eli. Oh my gosh, what went on over here? So Eli's not going to be forgiven even b'zevach u'mincha ad olam. Wow. So Eli was the Kohen Gadol in the times of Mishkan Shiloh, and he had two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, whereas two sons, they were the Kohanim that ministered in Mishkan Shiloh. And their custom was, anyone who would bring a karban, they would take this big fork and stick the fork into the karban, and they would take whatever they wanted for themselves. And sometimes they would even take from the raw meat before it was even burnt on the Mizbeach. And this was a tremendous bizayon to karbanos. Not only that, when women would come to bring their karbanos, the sons of Eli, the Pesukim say they would sleep with the women first before they would bring the karbanos. Unbelievable. Some people say that they didn't actually sleep with them. We had this earlier. But rather, they would just prevent them from bringing their karbanos. Eli did not rebuke his sons appropriately. And therefore, a Navi came to him and prophesied that the Kahuna Gadola was going to stop from Eli, his kids weren't going to get it, and they were all going to die young. If you came from that descendant of Eli, you were going to die young. At age 18, so says Rashi Sanhedrin, every one of his kids and grandchildren and all future generations, they were going to be poor, and they were going to die at 18. And the Navi gave a simon that his two sons are going to die on the same day. And then the Nevuah came to Shmuel. Hashem swore that the sin of Beis Eli would never be atoned. How is this a Gzardin, Nechshav Gzardin Shel Tzibor? because it was on his whole family. And the whole family is at Tzibur. And therefore, a Gzar Din of a Tzibur that has a Shavua cannot be repealed. So says the Ritva. This was considered to be a Tzibur. Even though earlier we had on the boat was a lot of people that didn't count as a Tzibur. The Ran writes, since it was a Gzar Din on all future generations, therefore it's considered to be a Tzibur. Wow. Amar Rava. B'zevach u'b'mincha inu miskaper. Whoa. He disagrees. Rava says, the sin of B'nai Eli, Hashem said, with karbanos it's not going to be miskaper. Aval miskaper b'Torah. However, through the study of Torah, even a gzar din on the tzibur, sheyesh ima shvua, but with Torah, it could still be repealed. Abai Omar, b'zevach u'mincha inu miskaper, aval miskaper b'Torah u'v'gmilas chasadim. Wow. Some say it's Torah or Gemilas Chasadim, or Rabbeinu Chananel sounds. However, some of the Achronim say it means, Abai says you need both Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. How come that the Avon, this sin of the sons of Eli, was not miskaper with Karbanos, but yes, with Torah and Gemilas Chasadim? So this is this beautiful pshat. We know the world stands on three pillars. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, right? Three pillars. Now, the Avoda one, the kids of Eli, they messed that one up. They messed up the Karbanos. So they couldn't be saved with the Avoda one. So since they couldn't be saved with the Avoda one, it was relying on Torah or Gemilas Chasadim. That's why they had to be saved. So they couldn't do tshuva on the Avoda one. Ein kateger nasa saneger. Right? That's the thing that messed them up. So they had to use the other two. So says the Marsha. Fine. Oh, so hold on a second. So Abaye, he says that they had kapar with Torah Gemilas Chasadim. How could the Gemara say that a Gzar Din Sheyeshi Moshvua is never repealed? You see here that Torah Gemilas Chasadim does repeal it. Says the Aruch Laner, no. This Gzar Din of Eli was specifically, Hashem said, with Karbanos, no. So in other words, the Shvua wasn't really a Shvua. The Shvua, he said originally, but Karbanos, no, but Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, yes. So since Hashem, the original Shvua included only Karbanos, no, that's why I wasn't really repealing it. But other, that's what the Aruch Laner claims, that other Gzar Din Sheyishimo Shvua, even Torah and Gemilas Chasadim is going to help. Here Hashem specifically said Karbanos, no, but the other ones, yes. That's what some say. Okay. Rava v'Abaye midibes Eli ka'asu. Both Rava and Abaye, they came from the family of Beis Eli. Did you know? Rabba de Asak Batorah Hava Chaya Arbayin Shanin. Wow. Rabba, who studied Torah, he was able to make it to his 40th birthday. Rabba apparently passed away at age 40. Abaye de Asak Batorah Uva Gemilas Chasadim Chaya Shisin Shanin. He lived 60 years. The Marsha writes that Bezin Shalmala only punishes after year 20. So Rabba, b'schus HaTorah, had 20 years added to his life, and Abaye, in the schus of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, had 40 years added to his life. So says the Marsha. Wow. Tana Rabbanan. Mishpach HaAsai Yerushalayim Shayim Meisea Meisin B'nei Shimon Esrei Shana. There was a certain family in Jerusalem. All the kids would die at 18. Now again, they used to get married at 13, so, you know, they had kids. But the kids died at 18. Bovo Odias Reb Yochan Ben Zakkai. If you're all dying at 18, you must be from the family of Eli. They're going to die when they're ben shmoinas or lechupa, when they're ready to be an ish of an isha. So that's 18. Ben shmoinas or lechupa. That's a Rashi says over here. Anoshim means at age 18, because when a person gets to be 18, that's when he's called an ish. So says Rashi in Sanhedrin Yudal. The Marsha explains because that's when they're going to get married. That's what they called an ish. Lechu v'isku b'Torah v'chiu. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you must be from the family of Eli. Go learn Torah, you'll live longer. So what happened? Holchu v'isku b'Torah v'chayu. They went and they dedicated themselves to the study of Torah and they lived longer. Korin l'osa mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan al-Shmo. They used to call this family the Rabbi Yochanan family because we only lived in the merit of his advice. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. They believe in long. I don't know.
Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol Shomer b'nei yilichata ino ala toa.
Yeah. We learned that Gemara. Very good. Yeah. That's like the shittas that hold. He didn't really sleep with the women. They just delayed it. Yeah.
And that's Rava being Malamed Tzchus in his family.
Uh huh. Okay. Very good. Well, that was Rava. No, this is Rabba.
Oh, you're right.
Not the same person. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Oni Mishmei de Rav. Now hold on. Yeah. How do you know that a gzar din of a tzibor is never sealed? What do you mean? It is sealed. Ella, afal gav shenechtam nikra. No, a gzar din of a tzibor, even if it gets signed, it could still be ripped. Shneamar, ki mi goy gadol asherol elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. God always listens to us. I voksiv dirshu Hashem be matzo krubiyosokara, that mashma that sometimes he's close, he listens, and other times he doesn't. Hasam biyachid v'acha betzibur. Biyachid is only sometimes, but betzibur it's all the time. Says the Gemara, biyachid emas. When does Hashem listen to the tfilos of a yachid even more? Amarab ravua elo asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom akipurim. Aseres yimei tshuva. This is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillos. So this implies that tshuva v'yachid b'aseres mei tshuva only works before the Gemara din. However, the Rav Yah understands this Gemara to mean that the tshuva during aseres mei tshuva even works. The tshuva of a yachid works aseres mei tshuva even after a gzar din. So that's a dispute how to understand this Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. When David was running away from Shaul, David sent 10 men to Nabal to ask for food for them. And Nabal refused to give him food. And it was during those 10 days, Hashem punished Nabal. What do you mean he punished him in the 10 days? He gave meals, only 10 meals, but he wouldn't give more for David, so that's why he was punished. He punished him during the Aseres he made tshuva. Why? Because he wanted to wait and see maybe he's going to do tshuva. And if he do tshuva, he wouldn't punish him. And once he didn't do tshuva, so then he punished him. Now, just to summarize this piece, to summarize this part. So we said, Rabbi Yochanan said, tshuva can rip up a gzar din. The Gemara says that's betzibor, but not biyachid. But even betzibor, even biyach, but that's betzibor, not biyachid. Some of the achronim say a yachid cannot rip up a gzar din. And the reason, what's the difference between yachid and tzibor? Because a yachid, once he gets involved in sin, it's very hard for him to get out of it. But the tzibor, he gets chizuk from his neighbors, and that's why the tshuva could be more complete. The gzar din of a yachid is also a machlokas tanaim. We saw even by a yachid, maybe a gzar din can be ripped up. It's a machlokas tanaim, but a gzar din that has a shvua with it, that generally speaking, cannot be ripped up. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, back in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Kol Boi Olam over in Lefanov, Kibnei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all of the inhabitants of the world go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. My Kibnei Maron, what is meant that they go in front of him like sheep? Hacha Targimu Kibnei Imrona. Literally, yeah, like sheep that go together in a flock, like the sheep that are going to be counted for Meiser Behema. They go through the pen, and the tenth one gets the thing that he's going to be killed for the Meiser. Reish Lakish Amar Kemailos Beis Meron. It means like the steps, the steep steps that had a cliff on either side, very, very thin steps. They can only pass by one at a time. So too we go in front of Hashem. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kechayalot Shel Beis David. Like the soldiers of the house of David, Maron is from a language of Moros. So that's the way we pass by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So many opinions in the Achronim here. What does this mean? So the Maharsha explains that these three opinions are connected to three types of people. Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim. The sheep are like the Rishayim. They go like sheep to the slaughter. Just like the tenth one gets the red stripe, he's going to get slaughtered. That's the Rishayim. The one that said like a cliff, like a very thin steps in between two cliffs, that's the Beinonim, because they're always scared. Am I going to fall this way? Am I going to fall that way? Am I going to go Chaim Lamisa? And the soldiers of Beis David, that's the Tzadikim, because they have the strength like the soldiers of Beis David. That is the Marsha. Others, the Sefer HaMedrash HaMaisa writes that these three explanations are three types of people, the way they approach Rosh Hashanah. One group is the people that they are righteous people, but they don't rely on the fact that they are tzaddikim. They're still scared of the Yom HaDin. They do a lot of tefillah and tshuva ma'asim tovim. That's the Chayalos Beis David, the soldiers of the House of David. They were tzaddikim, but they were strong, and they were Yirei Shamayim, so they always davened, and they didn't rely on their power. They davened that Hashem should save them. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas on Daf Tes and Midbeis. The second group, they understand the sanctity of Yom Kippur, but they rely on the fact that they're already tzaddikim, so they're not so scared. That's like the people going up on the steps, that they don't realize that there's a sakana they could fall, even though they're going up the steps, but there's a cliff. They don't realize that they shouldn't rely on that. And they go there anyway, even though it's dangerous. They go up the steps, even though it's dangerous. So they go into Yom Kippur, they're relying on they don't do so much tshuva, they rely on their ma'asim tovim. But that's dangerous. And the third group is the people who mamish, they're kalei hadas, the arrogant people. They don't care about Yom Kippur at all. They don't even feel anything. They go into Yom Narayim like sheep to the slaughter. They have no... So that's the three types. The Netziv in the Merome Sada explains that there's three judgments that a person gets on Yom Kippur. One of them is he's judged alone. That's like the steps in between the cliffs. He's judged by himself. There's nowhere to go left or right. That's the cliff. And then he's part of his city. That's the sheep to the slaughter. He's part of a group of 10. And then he's also judged as part of all of Klai Yisrael. That's the Chayalos Beis David. That's everybody. So there's different opinions what the imagery here is. And the Omer Abba Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan V'chulan Niskarin B'skira Achas. They're all judged at one shot. Asks the Aruch, what's Rabbi Yochanan trying to come to teach you that they're all judged at one shot? So some say, like we just said before, that aside from your individual judgment, everybody's judged as part of Klal Yisrael, and that can help you in your judgment, because you're not being judged alone, you're being all judged as part of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afanana Mitanina, we also learned in a brisa supporting this, Hayotze Yachad Liba Mevel Kol Ma'aseim, Mai Kama, Ilim Hach Kama, Dabrin Lukule Alma, Hashem created everybody, Umiyachi Libayo Ba'adayu, he created by his hearts at the same time. It's not true. Everyone's hearts are the same. It's not true. We're not all the same. He sees our hearts at the same time. He judges us all at the same time. That is the end of the Sifta Rosh Hashanah Aleph. And it's time to start Sifta Rosh Hashanah Beis. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchin Yotzin. So when they used to sanctify the new moon, based on Re'iyah, so the people used to go out, they used to send shluchim to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was, so people would know when to observe the holidays. Al Shisha Chadashim Shluchim Yotzin. Al Nisan Mipnei HaPesach. They had to know when to celebrate Pesach. They would send them shluchim to tell people which day was Rosh Chodesh. Al Av Mipnei HaTainis. Av, they had to know when to celebrate Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. They would go on to Elul so people should know which day is Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas HaMoados. Tishrei, so that you should know when Sukkot was. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah. Va'al Adam Mipnei Purim. In the times of the Gemara, they used to celebrate 9 days of Chanukah if you weren't within hearing the Bezdin, and 2 days Purim. Pesach Sheni, Pesach Katan. Says the Gemara, the Lifku Nami Atamos Viteves. I said, why don't we have 9 days of Hanukkah and 2 days Purim nowadays? Since they're only Drabbanan, the rabbis didn't require us to do it nowadays. But in the times of the Gemara, when, if you lived far away, you couldn't know what day it was. They had 2 days Purim.
They didn't go out
9 days Hanukkah. No. No. And a few other ones in the Gemara. Gemara's going to ask Gemara, V'lifku nami atamuz v'teves. Don't you have to know when to fast Shavasar b'tamuz and Asar b'teves? Why did they go out on Tamuz and Teves? Says the Gemara, Dam Rav Chana, Rav Yizna, Rav Yerachan, Shavar B'Shem Chassid, the Maidich Siv, Pasuk in Zechariah. When the people, the Golei Bavel, were building the second Beis HaMikdash, Ko Amar Hashem, Tzivako, Soma Revi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Vitzoma Asiri. Tzoma Revi is the fourth month, it's Tisha B'Av. The fourth month is Shavas V'Tamuz, Vitzoma Chamishi, it's Tisha B'Av, Vitzoma Shvi, the seventh month is Tzom Gedalia, Vitzoma Asira, Sar B'Teves, Yilav Eis Yehuda, L'Sasan L'Simcha. Now the second Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt. No longer you fast on these days, there should be days of rejoicing. Karilu Tzom, Karilu Sasan L'Simcha, says the Gemara, B'Zman Shiei Shalom. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, or when there's peace, Machlok, as we've shown him. When the Jewish people are at peace, so then you L'Sasan L'Simcha, don't fast. Ein Shalom Tzom. But if there's no peace, then you have to fast on these days. So you see, that there was Shivasa. What about Shivasa Batavas or Batavis? You have to send the Shluchim out in those months. I'm Rav Papa Akam. Bizman Shiyesh Shalom, Yeyul Sasan L'Simcha. Yeish Gzeris Malchus Tzom. Right. So one shot we said before is Bizman Shiyesh Shalom is Sasan Simcha. Ain Shalom Tzom. Now the Gemara brings in Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa has a slightly different formulation, which will answer our question. Amar Rav Papa, Hakam, Bizman Shiyesh Shalom, Yiyul Sasan L'Simcha, and it's Aser to do Hesped V'Tainus on those days. Yesh Gzeres Malchus, however, if we're under evil decrees from the nations, so then Tzom, and so then you fast. But what about a time when it's neither? Ain Gzeres Malchus V'Ain Shalom, if it's neither Gzeres Malchus nor Shalom, then you have the option. Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. So our Mishnah is talking about a time when there was neither Gzeres Malchus and neither Tzom, so the fast wasn't obligatory. So since the fast wasn't obligatory, they didn't send out the Shluchim. Wow, the fast is not obligatory. That sounds like nowadays, it's Ein Gzeres Malchus. We have no Beis HaMikdash, no Gzeres Malchus. Sounds like fasts are optional. So says the Ran. The Ran says that nowadays all these fasts are optional. However, the Ran quotes from the Ramban that once all of Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves as a chova, it's no longer optional. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the fasts are no longer optional. It's kind of like Meiriv, right? We pass him by brachas, Tevil Sa'aris Rishus, but the Rishonim say once all of Klal Yisrael accept upon yourself as a chiv, so you have to daven Meiriv. It's the same thing over here. So the Ran says it's optional, but he quotes the Ramban in Taras Adam, if Klal Yisrael is makabel these fasts as a chiyuv, it's no longer rishus. And therefore, bizmanenu, it's a chova to fast. But that's why, let's say, pregnant women or other people, they have a leniency about fasting on those fast days. I don't know. I think it's still called a Tana Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, Tisha B'Av Nami. Oh, so Tisha B'Av should also be optional. It was also in the list. So how come they sent out Shluchim by Av? Should also be optional, says Gemara. No, I'm a Papa. Shani Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was never optional. Ho v'huchbu lo ba'at saros. Because there were so many bad things happening on Tisha B'Av. Amar Mar, B'Tisha B'Av charav v'abayis v'rishona uv'shnia. The first base of Moshe was destroyed. The second base of Moshe was destroyed. V'nilkada Beitar, the big city of Beitar that had so many Jews in it, got destroyed. And Nechreshah Ha'ir, the city of Jerusalem was plowed over. Now, the Rambam writes in Perash HaMishnayis, even Bizman, the second Beis HaMikdash, they fasted on Tisha B'Av. Ask the Tashbates, our sugi is mashma, that when it's Beis HaMikdash, so these four fasts are L'Sasa and L'Simcha. Explain this Svas Emes. There were some years, even during the second Beis HaMikdash, that the Goyim were being shulled over the Jewish people. So that's why they fasted on those their days. That's what the Rambam means. Tisha B'Av, it meant on that on during those years when even during the second Beis Hamikdash the Goyim had shlita over us. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Arba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Kiva Dairish Ve'en Ani Dairish Kamoso. Rabbi Shimon said Rabbi Kiva had four drashas that I disagree with. Tzom Haravi'i Zet Tisha B'Tamuz. He said Tzom Haravi'i is the ninth day of Tammuz. Shebo Huvka Ahayir. That's when the walls of the city were breached at the time of the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash. Shneimar b'chodesh harvi b'tishal achodesh v'yechazak harav b'yir v'lo hava lahem lechem la'am v'lo haya lahem lechem la'am v'lo haya lechem la'am aretz atibaka ha'ir v'amai karli revi revi l'chadashim. It's the fourth month. So and Rabbi Kiva further dashin soma chamishi zet tishabav. That's the third day of Tishrei. It's the day that Gedaliah was killed. Umi harago, who killed him? Yishmael ben Nesanya harago. He was killed by a Jew who was jealous of the fact that he was the ruler of the leftover Jewish people after the Churban. And Chazal say, the Maharsha writes, he was killed on Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? A Jew killed another Jew on Rosh Hashanah. We observe the fast on the third day, on Gimel Tishrei, but really it should have been Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to make a fast day on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, from the fact that this fast day is thrown in with the other ones all have to do with the Churban, L'lam Edcha, why Dafke, this one, I mean, people, a lot of tzaddikim died on a lot of days. We don't make a fast day. He was killed by a Jew on Rosh Hashanah. L'lam Edcha, Tadish, Sheshkula, Misasa, Shel Tzaddikim, Kistrefa, Space, Elokeinu. The death of a tzaddik is like the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. V'amai karli shvi, shvi l'chadashim. Why do we call it shvi? Because it is the seventh month. That's why it's called the Tzom HaShvi. So that's the way he darshaned. Tzom HaSiri, Zeh Asar B'Tevis, Shebo Samach Melech Bavel, Al Yushalayim. That's when the siege began. Shenemar, Bahid Vashem Elai, Bashana Chias, Bachodesh Asiri, Beesal Chosem, Ben Adam, Ksavlachas Hashem Hayom, as Shem Hayom, as Etzem Hayom, Hazes, Samach Melch Babal Yushalayim. A Michael, I see a Sikhdashan. So that's the way he dashes it. Vahalo Hayo Roy, Zeh Lichtov Rishon, shouldn't the last one be first chronologically? Lamanichtav Khan, Kedela Haste Chodashim Kitikunan. No, it's by the order of the months. Vani Eini Omer Kane, but I don't agree with him. El Tzom HaSiri is the first one. I'm sorry. Tzom HaSiri is the last one. Zeh Chamishim B'Tevishim Bas Shmuel Agola. That's when they heard about the Churban on the fifth of Teves in Golos. Shehuksa Ha'ir, that the city was destroyed. Shneemar, Ha'ibishtei Asrei Shana B'Asiri B'Chamisha L'Chodesh L'Golosein B'Yilai Apolim Yishlaim Leimor Huksa Ha'ir, the city was destroyed. V'Asa Yom Shmuel K'Yom Sreifa. They made the day that they heard about it like as if the day was destroyed. V'Nirin Devarai Midvarav. And Rabbi Shimon says, my pshat is better than his pshat. Shani Omar Rishon Rishon Val Achron Achron. I say that the fast days are in order. V'hu Omar Rishon Achron Val Achron Rishon. The first is last and the last is first. El Shumon will say the Chadashim. He's counting them by the order of the months. V'ani Modil Sein Acheronios. I'm counting them in order of the chronological order. Beautiful Torah to me. But what does it mean that right, we just what do you mean? The Gemara says that the death of a tzaddik is like the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. So Pasha Pshat is that the Gemara says Misa Tzaddikim Mechaperes, that the destruction of Beis Hamikdash was a kapara in Klal Yisrael, that Hashem took out His anger on the Eitzim Vavanim and not on the people. It was a kapara for us. And others say, no, Misa Tzaddikim, and just like Misa Tzaddikim is Mechaperes, so what do you mean Misa Tzaddikim Mechaperes? The death of a tzaddik is mechaper in all of Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful Torah to me. What do you mean? Is this some kind of calculus? Hashem says, well, I'll take one big guy and I'll save 1,000 small guys. How does that work? Misa tzaddik mechaperes. What's the kapara? Torah to me says like this, pshat's like this. Misa tzaddik mechaperes is like this. No. When a tzaddik dies, everybody goes to the Levi. You hear about how great tzaddik he was. And you get inspired by it. And you change. And you do tshuva. That's what it means, Misa Sadiqim Mechaperes. Not like Hashem says, I'll wipe off one holy guy, so I'll save 20,000 non-holy guys, that's not fair.
Yeah, no. But every funeral you only say nice things. That's where most Kedoshim Emor are.
Everybody is. Okay, everybody's a tzaddik. Okay, you could learn from every funeral, but a person who's a real tzaddik, when the Kalei Yisrael knows who the real tzaddikim are. Even by those funerals, you could tell. But Kalei Yisrael knows who the real tzaddikim are. So that's what it means, mechaperes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Itmar. Oh, there was something called Megillas Tainis. In the times of the Hanoim, something called Megillas Tainis. And it was Megillas Tainis was a bunch of days that great things happened to Jewish people, all kinds of miracles. And they made it like Yom Tovim. They said it's Usser Behesped Vitainis on these days. It's Usser Behesped Tainis on these days. So the Gemara wants to know here, if even after the Churban, are these days still considered to be fast days, holidays, and you can no longer fast on them, or no? Once the Churban happened, you could fast on these days. Itma, Rav Rabbi Chinin Amri, Rav and Rabbi Chinin say, but la Megillas Tainis, you could fast on these days now. They're no longer Yom Tovim. Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Malevi Amar, lo but la Megillas Tainis. No, they're still Yom Tovim, and you can't have a hesped on these days or a fast day. Rav Rabbi Chinin Amri, but la Megillas Tainis. Hachi Kamar, we said the pasuk in Zechariah, Bisman Sheish Shalom, Yehus HaSimcha. The Beis Hamikdash is built, so then there are holidays. Ain Shalom after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So Hanachnami Kihani. So Megillas Tainis is the same as these four holidays, fast days that were holidays. They go back to being fast days. So to over here, any holidays in Bisman Bais Sheni, you can go fast on them. Rabbi Reuven Rabbi Shimon Levi, already know. Lo Batla Megillas Tainis. These, the Torah specifically said, depend on the Beis Hamikdash. But the other days, the holidays still continue. Masiv Rav Kahana, just a little bit more, we're almost done. Masiv Rav Kahana, Maisev, Gazu, Tainis, Bechanaka, Belud, the Yard Rebbe Lezev, Verachat, Rebishua, Vesiper, he took a haircut, he took a shower. Amlan Tsuvisanu, Almashis Anisim, you have to fast over the fact that you fasted. You weren't allowed to fast. And it's the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah, the Ikka Mitzvah. Chanukah, you have the Mitzvah nearest Chanukah. I'm like, Abai, Mitzibatel, you Mitzibatel Mitzvah. So let Chanukah be in this battle and the Mitzvah in this battle. And Rav Yosef, Shani Chanukah, the Mefarsei Nisa. There's this Persume Nisa, so that wasn't Batel. But all the other holidays were Batel. Chanukah wasn't Batel, all the other holidays were Batel. We are going to stop over the... one more line. Moshe Rav Acha Bar Huna. Sorry about that. Nobody left here. Good. Moshe Rav Acha Bar Huna. Bitlasa, it's how could you tell me that Rav Acha asked against Rav and Rav Chinin who say Batla Megillas Tainis, right? They say that nowadays you can't have a spaden. Bitlasa Batishrei, Bitelas Adbarta Min Shtaraya. The minhag to mention Hashem's name in the shtaros is batel on the 3rd of Tishrei. So it was a holiday. Shegazim Malchus Yavim Gzeri Shalah Hazgir Shemayim Al Piyem. The Malchus Yavim made a decree. You're not allowed to make Shem Shemayim. Look, Shegavra Malchus Chashmonoi V'nitzchon Hiskin Shemaskir Shem Shemayim Afilim B'shtaros. They would mention Hashem's name in the documents. V'kachal Yekosvin B'shnas Kafgal V'yochim Kan Gadol L'kel Elyon. U'kishamu Chacham Medavar. Amru. The Chacham said, that's not right. You shouldn't say Hashem's name in Stam documents. Lamachar Zepores Chovo. A guy's gonna pay back his debt. And he's gonna rip up the document, Hashem's name in it. V'nimtza Shtar Bata Muto. In God we trust, right? V'nimtza Shtar Muto Ba'ashpa. So Ubitlam. So the Chacham will mevatel this. V'osa Yom, the day they're mevatel, Asu Yantif. They made it a Yantif. So you say here on the 3rd of Tishrei, they were Mavatel the Yontif. V'yisal kedaitach, Batla Megillas Tainis. If you tell me that Megillas Tainis is Batel, what do you mean? The Iker Takana to be Noag on the 3rd of Tishrei was after the Chorban. Durm Bisa Migdash, anyway, it was already a Yontif, because it was day. So you see that after, it was Batel. So Kamaisa Bitla, Achanaisa Mosifin, they were already Mavatel that day as a Yontif. And you're going to add a Yontif day, so it must be that they were Batel. Answer the Gemara. No, during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they held it as a yontif. Everyone agrees it was lo batel megillas tainis, and therefore they accepted it as a yontif. But afterwards, it was batel. Okay, we'll stop there, and we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. We're going to have some trouble with the daf this weekend.